This is Sugyas and Halacha, episode 14. We're continuing to discuss Rishuya Shabbos, and more specifically, Karmelis. Let's say you have a bar in Rishus HaRabim, a pit in Rishus HaRabim. It's 3 tefachim deep, and it's 4x4 tefachim. What's the din? Again, this is a din of a Karmelis. However, again, if it's 10 tefachim or deep or deeper, and it's 4x4 tefachim, then it has a din of Rishus HaYachid, as we explained earlier. When it comes to the mechitzas in the Rishus HaRabim, let's say you have a place in Rishus HaRabim. You have a big Rishus HaRabim, and within Rishus HaRabim, there's a place that's dal tfachim by dal tfachim or more, and its mechitzas are 3 tfachim or higher. As long as it's not 10 tfachim, then as din of a karmelis. Once it reaches 10 tfachim, then as din of Rishus HaYachid, but again, if it's dal tfachim, between 3 and the mechitzos are 3, between 3 and 10 tfachim, the din is as din of a karmelis. Let's see, you have Rishus HaRabim that has a roof. So we explained earlier, Rishus HaRabim that has a roof, does not have a din of Rishus HaRabim, rather, has a din of a karmelis. Hu adin, when it comes to Rishus HaRabim that's missing 600,000 people, according to the Shita of Rashi and those Rishayim that require 600,000 people in order for a place to be designated as Rishus HaRabim, if it has less than 600,000 people, then it has a din of a karmelis. Let's say have Rishus HaRabim, which is less than 16 amis wide. Over there also, even though it doesn't have a status of Rishus HaRabim because it's not 16 amis wide, at the end of the day, it has a status of a karmelis. Let's say you have a place that only has 3 mechitzas, 10 tefachim high. It doesn't have a fourth mechitza. So even though, according to most Rishayim, it has the status of Rishus HaYachid, like we explained earlier, at the end of the day, Chacham gave this Rishus a din of a karmelis, because midrabanan, you need 4 mechitzas in order to create a Rishus HaYachid. So the din will be that you could, in such a Rishus that only has 3 mechitzas, you could only carry within 4 amos, and in addition to that, you're now to carry from such a Rishus to a Rishus HaYachid. Hu adin, if you have Rishus HaYachid that has more than 10 amos, has a piritza more than 10 amos, and there also would have a din of a karmelis. Just to review, we brought many more dinim of a din of a karmelis. One is a pit. If it's between 3 tefachim and 10 tefachim deep, as long as 4x4 tefachim, it's din of a karmelis. As 10 tefachim, then it's din of Rishus HaYachid. Let's say you have a place within Rishus HaRabim that has a mechitza. So again, if the mechitzas are 10 tefachim, remember, it's a place by 4x4 tefachim. If the mechitzas are 10 tefachim, as in Rishus HaYachid. If it's between 3 and 10 tefachim, then it's din of a karmelis. If you have Rishus HaRabim that has a roof, the din is, it's not Rishus HaRabim, but it's a din, has din of a karmelis. In addition to that, according to the shittas that require 600,000 people in order to designate a place as Rishus HaRabim, if it has less than 600,000 people, has din of a karmelis. Let's say our Rishus HaRabim is less than 16 amos wide, also has a din of a karmelis. Let's say you have a Rishus that has only 3 mechitzas, 10 tefachim, it doesn't have a fourth mechitza. So even though Minatera has a din of Rishus HaYachid according to most Rishayim, however, the Kuliyam Lacham gave this Rishus a din karmelis because in Rabban you need 4 mechitzas, and therefore you should only carry within 4 amis, no more than 4 amis. In addition to that, you shouldn't be metaltal from such a place into Rishus HaYachid, who had din Rishus HaYachid that has a piritza of more than 10 amis. Everyone have an amazing day.